Blog Talk Radio.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string, one that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home, one that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you want to be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say you're moving on. Then you say I've got other plans. Oh, 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 girl, oh, you're moving in the wrong direction. Moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me. You're moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me.
More Pacific codification with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub.
You see, we have become so uncodified that we become a hot mess. You know, according to Alcoholic Anonymous, what is the definition of insanity is, in most of our cases, being uncodified, doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over and over, que sera, sera, getting different results. If you're going in a codified relationship with the Most High, basically is leaning to your own understanding. And that's why you hadn't reaped the benefits of a constructive and positive relationship. It's much more a toxic relationship when you lean to your own understanding in regards to Yah. And let me break it down to you like you're 4 years old. Basically, everything in life is codified. Animals, birds, trees, mountains, waters, crawling, creeping animals, and so on and so forth. And once they get out of that codification, it doesn't seem right, and it doesn't work right. And surely, most importantly, in regards to the Most High, bless and praise His holy name, if you don't have a constructive and positive relationship, a codified one, everything in your life is a hot mess. And the Most High said, examine yourself. Don't take Yom Suf word. Examine your life. Examine everything about your life from the very beginning that you can remember. And once you've done iniquities, how did it work out for you? How was the life without the great I am worked out for you? If you're honest with it, you would do a critical evaluation of oneself, just like Alcoholic Anonymous says. See, some of us are so much a hot mess. It's just like a grocery store. Our lives are like a grocery store. And we got everything stocked on that shelf that we live through our life with. And most of the things are out of date and toxic and poisonous. Yet we have them on our shelves, especially in regards to the Most High. Why don't you get rid of the toxic and poisonous things off the shelves in your lives and put some more things in place that are much more positive and constructive, especially in regards to the great I am. I assure you, it'll work out better for you. And you may very well be asking, Yom Suf, who is the we that you made reference to when you came on? Well, they're lead fellow students such as I am. You have Sister Yehudi from Detroit, Michigan. Katria from New York City. And our gatekeeper, Abby, from New York City also. And yours truly, Yom Suf. So if you're ready to get codified, and you're ready to set your life aright and stop doing the same thing over and over again, expect different results, especially in regards to the Most High, knowing this, that everything in life is codified, especially the Most High. So let me introduce to you Sister Yehuda from Detroit, Michigan. Sister Yehuda, may the Most High bless you. You'll like his heart. Shalom.
Thank you. And shalom to you. Peace be with you and your family.
Thank you very much.
And yours, and your too. Mom. Thank you. How's your mom doing?
And Mama, a firecracker.
She's doing fine.
Yeah.
She's a firecracker.
Mama called. Ricky, my brother, called me. He said, Ron, I'm venting. He said, I'm just venting. I said, why are you venting, Rick? He said, well, you know, I got off at 12 o'clock and Mom had dropped a phone in some water.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Mom, no, I got out. And when you get home, I've worked at, you know, that late shift. And when you get home by 12 o'clock, it takes about 2 or 3 hours to wind down. And basically, he didn't get about 4 or 5 hours because Mom called him first quarter. He said, why you in here going to my phone? I said, bro, what'd you do? He said, I didn't want to get riled up with her because, you know, I would hate that would be the last moment. And then I'm at the funeral crying, which I did. I said, yeah, I understand because you got on me about Dad when mm-hmm. I was at Dad's funeral. And I spoke harshly to him, and I felt bad about it. And I had some shades mm-hmm. on. Bro said, you need to take them glasses off. They see them tears coming out. he said, I ain't want to be a nervous. I said, well, I can understand it.
Yeah, you got to hop for mama, I tell you. That honor thy mother, thy father. You have to honor. Didn't say what kind of mom you're going to have, but that's the one that gave you life. But that's
your
good.
Mother,
she's a
your dad at the end of the day, so sweet. Fear your mother.
Right.
Fear your
mother. That's right. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, so sweet.
Wait for the other brother. You're welcome.
Okay, let's bring the other brother from another mother. God, Trail. May the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Hot.
Shalom, shalom. Most I bless y'all and your family as well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Shalom. All praise to the Holy One of Israel. You're welcome.
Praise you. Praise God, Kadriel.
But I was thinking that you start the show with everything is codified, and all creation is codified from the heavens all the way down to the earth. And the first thing that Yah created was wisdom, and she's the mother of codification. So, I mean, from the jump, she's given us codes that we need to live by, and really all creation. If it wasn't codified, it would be chaos in the universe, right?
Mm-hmm. It's got to be order.
Contrail. Parts of earth and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the waters and the lakes. Yeah, they listen to y'all. But us, on the other hand, we suck. Special.
Well, when we read the 148 Psalm, it lets you know that all creation obeys Yah's code, whether it be the sun, the moon, the stars, the host of heaven, the heavens of heavens, or whatever it is Yah created. He gave him all codes. And they follow him. We the only one that got problems with him.
But here's the thing about that, Godfrey. The Most High ain't going to run behind you and make you follow him, neither.
Nope. That's the beauty of life, because you have a choice. And he's telling you, choose life and live, because there is a path that you could choose that's going to end your soul. But these people in this world today are horrible. The brother Amir Locke in Minneapolis.
Right.
Police quietly entered his house, or his cousin's house,
right,
and then started shouting, police, police, police. He gets up off the couch with a gun. He wasn't getting ready to shoot him. They shot him a few times, and they're not going to charge those police officers.
They didn't press charges?
Nope.
That's to be expected.
Which is why Yah's laws are codified, because anytime you take a man's life, there's some kind of penalty that you have to pay.
Exactly.
Whether it be running to the city of refuge and you have to stay there because the man died, or if you murdered him, then it's life for life.
Exactly. It's true. But in this uncodified Western Hemisphere, it's to be expected.
Yep.
I was watching
go ahead,
I was watching documentaries on the Atlanta child murders. Y'all remember
right.
that, right?
I remember.
Mm-hmm.
They blamed the one brother.
Yeah.
And I'm watching it, and in my mind, I can't see how he did all of those murders by himself.
Me neither, brother.
But
I don't believe he did them, period.
Right. But you see how much concern they had. It wasn't until about the 13th or 14th child was murdered that they began to call the FBI and get real serious about it.
Exactly.
But it took that long for y'all to get serious about it?
Yeah, I remember that, country. It was a sad time for those mothers and fathers.
And really, that's just changed, because worldwide, young Israelite children go missing. But it's not like headline news, like when a white child's missing.
Mm-mm.
Right.
That's true. That's certainly true, Godfrey. But it's to be expected in a land of captivity. If you think you're free, actually free, you may be out of some of the inner prisons, such as the harsh treatment on the surface, but the harsh treatment still remains under the surface. And you're still in prison under the surface. You can't do what you want to do, when you want to do it, and how you want to do it. And you better believe that.
You know what's crazy about that?
What's that?
The prison guards want to turn it into what would they turn it into? Like a dictatorship. Yeah. They no longer want democracy where you can walk around free. They want to make it so that you in solitary confinement under their command whenever they feel like it.
Well, you know, God,
that's what the Republicans are pushing for.
Well, contrary to Social Hootie, anytime the situation benefits us in any shape, form, or fashion, in our degree, they want things to change. So I'm not surprised in the least bit. It's because you know why we're not surprised, Katrina and Sister Judy and Sister Abia? Because we try to be codified. And so we understand the dynamics and the nature of what's going on. And we're not totally confused about anything.
And in reality, history repeats itself. When we went to Egypt, the same type thing was going on. They throwing little baby boys into the Nile River to drown them, and alligators could eat them. Mm-hmm. And that kind of pressure caused our people to cry out to the Most High. Mm-hmm. And I think, and I know that that's kind of the kind of pressure it's going to take for us to cry out to the Most High, for him to come down and start answering our prayers.
Yeah, we're stiff-necked and steel and stuff in Cartrails.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Cartrails, so Shehudin, so Savia, gatekeeper, y'all ready to get some more codification? Cartrails mentioned it. Praying for mercy and help from who? Not from the Democratic Party? No, no, no. From the Republican Party? No, no, no. Independent Party? No, no, no. Black Lives Matter? No, no, no. LGBTQ, XYZ, trying to get at you and me? No, no, no. You get your solutions from the Most High. We're going to find it out. Turn to chapter 64 of Isaiah. May the Most High bless us and direct and order our steps. And this is a prayer for mercy and help. They know where to get it. We need to find out where to get it. We need to get coded. But you got to be coded. You got to be trying to be righteous now. You can't be unrighteous and fully naked and then trying to get coded at the same time. It don't work like that. You got to be trying to do it in dual efforts, trying to be righteous, trying to be get rid of your iniquities, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results, and following the codes and crying out to the Most High. He said, oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down, that the mountains may flow down at thy presence. As when the melting fire burneth, the fire causeth the waters to boil. There's a reaction. For every action, there's a reaction. That's what he's saying. To make what? To make thy name known to thine adversaries, that the nations may tremble at your presence. For every action, there's a reaction. When thou didst tremble, when thou didst terrible things, which we look not for, thou camest down. Yah is showing to us, as Katria alluded to, just momentarily. There's always seem to be terrible things come when the Most High comes. You remember the time in our studies we found out when Moses and our brothers and sisters quarreled. What are you talking to you for? You ain't nothing special. He need to talk to all of us. We on the same team. And so when the Most High came, it's quite terrible for them. They couldn't even hear. They, to the tents, to the tents. So when the Most High comes on the scene, it ain't no easy breezy, because it precedes something. And it says, listen, let me, I ain't lying. What it said? When thou didst terrible thing, which we looked not for, thou camest down, the mountains flowed down at thy presence. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by ear, neither hath the eye seen, O Yah, besides thee, what he had prepared for him that waited for him. See, there's going to be some terrible action. Contrary, said, he says quite often. So you got to go through some dark moments. You got to go through the dark tunnel before you get some light. And so when the Most High comes at our request, by begging and prayer, it's going to be some dark moments for some people. For some of us, the Most High said, I take you through. I take you there. But for others, on the contrary, full of iniquity, leaning to one's own understanding, still stiff-necked and stubborn, Some terrible things are going to happen. Sad to say, but it's true. I can't lie to you. He said, thou meetest him, and these are the ones that are doing the right thing, that are codified. Thou meetest him that rejoiceth and worketh righteousness. What did I say? You have to be rejoicing in the Most High and working righteousness by virtue of your life, which is evident, the action. Those that remember thee in thy ways, that are not leaning to their own understanding. Behold, thou art wroth with people that work it unrighteousness. For we have sinned, and those is continuance. You continue, and we shall be saved. But on the other hand, and those who is continuance and codification, we shall be saved. But we all are as an unclean thing. Don't get beside yourself thinking just I'm self-righteous. No, you're working the codes. Even that being said, you're still like an unclean rag to the Most High. And all our righteous are filthy rags. Anytime you try to do what you try to do outside the code, it's just like filthy rags. Even when you're doing it, you're still looked upon like filthy rags. And we all do fade as a leaf. We all going to die and get away from him. Unless the Most High come in this day and moment and everything and whatnot. And case in point, if you're unrighteous, you're going to see Sheol. If you're righteous, you have a prospect of restoration because of living the codes, not talking about it, being about it. As a leaf, our iniquities and our iniquities, not Yom Sus, not Katria, not Sushihuti, Abiyah, and so on and so forth, our, like the wind, have taken us away from Yah. When we start doing what we want to do, how we want to do it, when we want to do it, and we don't try to do the Most High codification, it's like the wind has taken us away from Yah. What that song said we always play, you're moving in the wrong direction. And there's none to call upon thy name. If you're not calling upon the Most High name, that stirred up himself to take hold of thee, for thou hast hid thy face from us. Because why? You're not acting in the code. Although you're filthy, you ain't no good. All of you filthy. And you're not calling on Yah to solve your problems. That stirred up himself to take hold of thee. That's a codification. For every action, there's a reaction. For thou hast hid thy face from us and has consumed us. And aren't we consumed on a daily basis? God, you have just alluded to that. Why? Because of our iniquities. But now, O Elohim, thou art our Father. We are humbling ourselves. For every action, there's a reaction. We are the clay. We submit to you. And thou art our potter. And we are the work of thy hand because we submit to you. Be not wroth, very soon, O Yah, neither remember iniquity forever. Behold, see, we beseech thee. We are all that people. So you can't cast a bad eye on somebody, a brother or sister, because you don't know the end result. They may change their ways, and they may get under code. So you don't really know. You just do the best you can with what you can and listen to you, and you keep it moving. If they don't want to listen to you, let them go back their way. But you don't know what at the end what's going to happen to them. They may get it together. But let's pray they do. The holy cities are a wilderness. Zion in our land is a wilderness. What you think Jerusalem look like now is not the way Jerusalem or the holy cities were once upon a time or to come. The Most High says they are a wilderness. And Zion is a wilderness. Jerusalem, a desolation. Why? Because we're not there. Why? Because the code is not worked there. Why? Because a lot of people lean into their own understanding there. And why? Because there's not the Most High people there. It's a desolation. Our holy and beautiful house, the temple, where our fathers praised thee, is burned up with fire. And surely the Romans did in 70 AD. And all our pleasant things are laid waste. Everything that was good about us. Everything was good about our constructive and positive relationship with the Most High, codified relationship, are laid waste. They got the LBGTQYXYZ trying to get me and you over there. Would thou refrain thyself for these things, O Yah? Would I hold thy peace and afflict us very sore? Continue to afflict us. That's a beautiful prayer. We need to learn it. We need to apply it. And we need to learn for every action, there's a reaction. And the Most High has left these codes in order for you to follow. For every action, there's a reaction. Praise the Most High and bless His holy name. Katriel, Sushi Hootie. Y'all have the mics.
You're in 64, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Chapter. First of all, in verse 1, it's an acknowledgement of the call. He said, oh, that you would tear the heavens open, come down, that mountain shall shake before you, as when fire burns twigs, as fire makes water boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, so that nations tremble before you. When you did awesome, which we did not expect, you came down. Mountains did shake before you. Since the beginning of ages, they have not heard nor perceived by the ear, nor has the eye seen any Elohim besides you. I mean, they didn't see nobody. It was just the Creator. Amen. I lost my place. Nor has the, I said that, beside you, who acts for those who wait for him. You shall meet him who rejoices and does righteousness, who remembers you in your ways. See, you will rock when you sin in them a long time, and you should. And you should, and should we be saved so you can walk with us?
Sorry about that. Hold on. Let me turn it on. Ain't nothing but a beautiful.
You are noisy.
I apologize. Go ahead,
okay,
sister.
I accept you, but you be noisy the other day, and I don't say nothing.
Oh, okay. All right.
I've been hearing chairs going, ski.
Whatever. Finish up. We love you too. Yeah, you
don't
you
talk about them,
you,
be honest.
You're a sister Hootie. You're probably right.
Wait a minute. Let me lose myself. Oh, 8:6. And all of us have become as one, unclean. And all our righteousness are as soiled rags. Isn't that true?
That's certainly true.
And all of us fade like a leaf, and our crookedness, like the wind, have taken us away. And there is no one who calls on your name, who stirs himself up to take hold of you. For you have hidden your face from us. You have consumed us because of our crookedness. And now, Yah, you are my Father, we are the clay, and you are potter, and we are all the work of your hand. Do not be wroth, Yah, nor remember crookedness forever. See, please look, all of us. Whew, I'm getting. Oh boy.
Beautiful prayer.
Oh, ask Most High, please forgive us. Oh, do not be wroth, Yah, nor remember crookedness forever. See, please, look, all of us are your people. Your set-apart cities have become a wilderness. Zion, what you read, Zion had become a wilderness, Jerusalem a waste. I set apart and called me house where our fathers praised you have been burned up with fire, and all that was treasured have been become a ruin. In the view of all this, would you restrain yourself, O Yah? Would you keep silent and afflict us beyond measure?
Hey, I sensed some emotion there, Sushiri. Rightfully so. I sensed some tears for the nation. And rightfully so. I can understand your empathy with the nation. And praise the Most High for your empathy for the nation.
Our baby. Who's going to cry out for our baby? Who's going to cry out in this land that keeps shooting our children, our young people? People, why don't we cry out to our power? Oh, got so many say, I'm not going to do that. Why are you so arrogant?
I don't know, Sister. Stiff-necked and stiff. Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. You caught trail? You're going to be all right, Sister. You're going to be all right.
Yeah.
Cartrell?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here. This prayer by the prophet Isaiah really takes us back to when he first met the Most High and his angels.
Mm-hmm.
He said, look at me. I'm undone and my people are undone.
Mm-hmm.
And the Most High cleaned Isaiah the prophet up to give him the power and ability to speak the words that he's speaking now.
Right.
And he's still feeling that because he knows that even though he may be righteous, it doesn't matter because his righteousness don't really mean nothing because it's like filthy rags. And that term filthy rag is like a menstrual cloth. In the Most High's eyes, we haven't measured up to where we're supposed to be.
But
the fact that the prophet Isaiah has to remind Yah that he's our father, right? So his prayer is that you just rend the heavens, come down, shake the mountains up, let the nations know your presence.
Mm-hmm.
Yah said, no, I do terrible things when I want to do it, but I approach my people in a different way, right? He says, what he hath prepared for him that way for him, for since the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, neither have the eye seen, O Elohim, besides thee, and Elohim besides you, what he hath prepared for him that waits for him. So Pharaoh didn't see Yah approach Moses, but Yah approached Moses and began his works for his nation, Israel. And the fact that the prophet Isaiah is calling Yah our father in a verse. But now, oh Yah, thou art our father. Guess what? We are the clay, and thou art the potter. You're molding this work. We are all the work of your hand. And what does Yah call us? So from chapter 1 in the book of Isaiah to chapter 66, these are some of the terms that Yah call us. The works of his hand, his children, his servant, my people, my sons and my daughters, worm Jacob, mine elect, my messenger, Israel, my chosen, seed of Jacob, seed of Israel, house of Jacob, my nation, Zion, Hephzibah, outcasts, priests, ministers, crown of glory, royal diadem. These are the terms that Yah calls us that we've been reading from chapter 1 till now. So we are the work of his hands. He wants us to be the crown of glory, the royal diadem in his hand. He wants us to be the priestly people, the ministers to Yah. We are the house of Jacob, Israel, his chosen, the sons and daughters of the worm Jacob. So we cry out to Yah to do these marvelous things, but what holds him back is what? Our iniquities. And he said, even besides the iniquities that you do, thou meetest him that rejoiceth in the work of righteousness. Verse 5, thou meetest him that rejoiceth in the work of righteousness, which our people have the opportunity to do in these camps and congregations. That's what all these Israelite songs, and that's how we come back to this knowledge of self. What path to walk. He's given us that space. Those that remember thee in thy ways. That's how we came to remember it, through these synagogues and temples and camps. Behold, thou art wroth, for we have sinned. So you made a way for us to get back to you, but in our mind, that's where we're locked. We shouldn't be locked there, because the future is even greater than where you opened up our minds to return to you. For we have sinned in those in continuance, and we shall be saved, because the process has begun. But we are as unclean, an unclean thing. We live in an unclean, polluted land in the midst of our enemies. So how can we make an offering to a holy creator? How can we be his ministers? How can we be his priests? And all our righteousness are as filthy rags. And as we all do, fade as a leaf. What's the problem? How come we're not this everlasting nation that we should be because of our iniquities? And like the wind, have taken us away. That's what we see every day, how people dying every day. But we know that Yah takes back those souls. And there's nothing that calls upon your name. That's what we see. We all up in church and in the mosque, and some of us ain't nowhere, calling nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That stirreth himself up to take hold of thee. That's what we're doing. We're stirring ourselves to take hold of Yah. We're trying to find out the codes so that we can be saved. But thou hast hid thy face from us. You got to try to find Yah. He's right there. And you have consumed us because of our iniquities. Maybe if we stop these iniquities, Yah won't consume us. But now, oh Yah, you've been very well and sore, oh Yah. Neither remember iniquity forever. That's where Yah's mercies and favor come in for our people. His mercies and his favor. Because in essence, we should be destroyed for our iniquities and our transgressions. Behold, see, we beseech thee. We are all thy people. This is not an individual prayer. This is a prayer for the nation, which is the beauty of it, because most of us pray for individual salvation, whereas our prophets are praying for the salvation of all of us. And that's what we should do. Pray for the salvation of all of us, because it doesn't benefit you if you're holy and righteous by yourself.
Right.
Our holy cities are wilderness, right? This is about nationhood. What cities are you talking about? Holy cities? Holy cities? And we ain't talking about the Vatican.
Jerusalem.
Zion is the wilderness. Jerusalem is a desolation. We're still fighting over it to this very day. This is the question that the sister asked me yesterday about Yah's services 3 times in a year. How can we do it? This answers the question. Our holy and beautiful house, which is the sanctuary, as you mentioned, Yamsu, where our fathers did what? Praise thee. They didn't praise him everywhere, sacrifice everywhere, observe those holy days everywhere. We observe Passover, Sukkot, and the Feast of Tabernacles in Jerusalem, in Yah's beautiful house where our fathers praised him. And what's happened to it? It's burned up with fire, as Yamsu said, in 70 AD, Titus of Rome. And all our pleasant things are laid waste. Yeah, Titus took them to Rome. They're in the Vatican City to this very present day. The menorah, the trumpets, all the articles that our fathers made in that holy place. And the prophet asked Yah, why are you refraining yourselves from these things, O Yah? How come you're not showing yourself to the nations and uplifting your people? Wilt thou hold thy peace forever and afflict us, keep beating us down? It's not going to help glorify Yah, us being in the position that we're in. Praise Yah. Hallelujah.
Got you. That was beautiful. That was beautiful that each of you did your perspective, and it came out to the same thing. My perspective came out to the same thing. That's when you're on the codification. It all comes out to the same thing. Praise and bless the Most High name. That being said, Cottrell, Sister Yehudi, it's time for a study in Lamentations. Are you ready?
Three?
Yes,
no,
sir. Chapter four.
Oh, four. Chapter four.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Once again, blessing Yah, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Yah loves us. He's trying to get us and put us in the right direction, trying to turn us around. And he gave us great men, great prophets, that we should all admire and look up to, like other people look up to their great men. We have some of the greatest men that ever lived on the earth. And the Book of Lamentations describes the state of affairs with our nation. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
How has the gold become dim? How has the most fine gold changed? The stones of the sanctuary, which we just talked about, are poured out in the top of every street. What a shame. The precious stones of Zion, comparable to fine gold. Wait a minute. Let's go back to that. The precious sons of Zion, comparable to fine gold? Oh, that's why the gold has become dim. And the fine gold has changed. Because the precious sons of Zion, who were comparable to fine gold, how are they esteemed as earthen pitchers? That's why we're shot down, we're sent to prison, we're looked upon as the least in universal white racist supremacy. The work of the hands of the potter. So we've gone from being compared to fine gold to being esteemed as potter. Even the sea monsters draw out their breasts. They give suck to their young ones. The daughters of my people is become cruel like the ostrich in the wilderness. And you know, the ostrich don't really take care of their young.
But I'm sure y'all seen the court. You go in a grocery store. Some mother yanking on a child's arm. Some will beat your ass. You're just like your dad. Some ugly and cruel. Y'all see it. Come on, now, let's keep it real.
Yes. The tongue of the sucking child cleaves to the roof of his mouth for thirst. Why? Because he ain't getting that breast milk. He getting that Enfamil and Similac. And, the young children ask bread, and no man breaketh it unto them. Why? Because it done got too expensive. Inflation is too high.
Now they're talking about a recession is coming. Ladies talking about a recession is coming.
If you ain't got a farm, you ain't growing your own food, we going to suffer, right? They that did feed delicately are desolate in the streets. They that were brought up in scarlet embrace dunghills, right? We were from having our own nation, our own land, our own property, our own farms, our own production, to embracing dunghills. So that's what our ghettos look like, right? Dunghills. Scarlet. We went from scarlet to embracing dunghills. This is my block. And we guarding it with our life, right? Crips and Bloods on the block, guarding the dunghills. Embracing dunghills. For the punishment of the iniquity of the daughter of my people is greater than the punishment of the sin of Sodom that was overthrown as a moment and no hand stayed on her. So our punishment is worse than this. At least they were destroyed in an instant. We going through, what we going through is ridiculous. Everybody's walking in us and spitting on us and doing, defecating on us, right? Doing as they please. It would have been better if the Most High had wiped us out altogether. Her Nazarites were purer than snow. They were whiter than milk. They were more ruddy in body than rubies. Their polishing was of sapphire. So these men that dedicated themselves to Yah, they stood out. They had a glow about them. You could see it. Their visage is blacker than coal. How could they be whiter than snow and then blacker than coal?
I know that's right. Hallelujah. Their appearance has become blacker than soot. They become recognized. Hallelujah.
You're talking about European Ashkenazi people. Nazarites were the people that dedicated themselves to the Most High for a time. And they went through a process like the priests. They couldn't eat anything from the vine, and they had to let their hair grow. But starting the process, they had to cut all their hair off. Shimshon was the exception because he didn't have to cut his hair off. Matter of fact, he was told not to cut his hair at all. So they were ready.
He was dedicated to birth.
Yes. He's the most famous Nazarite that we know. But there were many other Nazarites. And look how Yah describes them. Purer than snow, not white as snow, They say whiter than milk. Pure. Right. They were more ruddy in body than rubies. What color are rubies?
Burnt.
Reddish.
Color. Reddish. Yeah, yeah. Think about it.
Reddish brown. Their polishing was of sapphire. Sapphire is kind of red too.
Yep.
Their visage is blacker than coal. They are not known in the streets. Their skin cleaves to their bones. It is withered. It has become like a stick. So these men who are supposed to be shining in our nations have become like the Ethiopian starving children that we see in the news, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can see their ribs, the ribs on their body. They that be slain with the sword are better than they that be slain with hunger. For these pine away, stricken through the want of the fruits of the field. If you ain't got no fill, you're going to be stricken, pining away in your hunger.
Mm-hmm.
The hands of the pitiful woman have sodden their own children. They were their meat in the destruction of the daughter of my people. In other words, cannibalism. When you sodden your children, that means you're boiling them in some kind of pot. They were their meat in the destruction of the daughters of my people. That's how destitute, that's how... starved they was. You starving so much you got to eat your children?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yah hath accomplished his fury. He hath poured out his fierce anger and hath kindled a fire in Zion. Fire in Zion. And they have devoured the foundations thereof. So the foundations of our nation is Zion, which is our mothers, our wives, our daughters. And Yah has kindled a fire in Zion. Anytime we talk about Zion, it's related to the daughters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which are the foundations. So he's giving you clues. Yah poured out his fury. Yah poured out his fierce anger and kindled his fire on Zion and have devoured the foundations thereof. Now he goes to the men, the kings of the earth, and all the inhabitants of the world would not have believed that the adversary and the enemy should have entered into the gates of Jerusalem. How did they do that? For the sins of her prophets and the iniquities of her priests that have shed the blood of the just in the midst of her. So Israelite on Israelite crime. They say black on black crime. But we had our own nation and our prophets and our priests. They were not walking the right path. And the prophets and the priests are the leaders of our people. Why are they shedding the blood of the just in the midst of Yah's land? They have wandered as blind men in the streets, which we do today. Walking dead Negroes. They have polluted themselves with blood.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they call themselves Bloods and Crips. Bloods and Crips. Why is that? You call yourselves blood because you shed blood and you're polluted with blood? Yes. Yes. We can't get away from ourselves, can't we?
Mm-hmm.
That men cannot touch their garments. You're supposed to be touching bloody garments. You don't want that blood on your hands.
Mm-hmm.
They cried unto them, depart ye. Is unclean, depart, depart, touch not. When they fled away and wandered, they said among the heathen, they shall no more sojourn here. Yeah, most I chased us out. They're not coming back here. Y'all done. Most High's pissed off at y'all. The anger of y'all have divided them. Aren't we divided to this day? We argue, fuss, and fight over trivial things. Who do you think divided us to where we can't even come together? We're like a, you ever see a broken magnet? You ever break a magnet and try to put it back together?
Can't do it.
It repels itself, right? The only thing that's going to bring that magnet back together is fire. You have to weld it back together, right? That's what's going to happen to us.
Do that,
That's exactly what's going to happen to us. Because Yah, the anger of Yah has divided us. We're trying to figure it out. We will no more regard them. They respected not the persons of the priests. They favored not their elders. Uh-oh. You better be careful how you treat us. As for us, our eyes yet fail for our vain help. Like Yom Suk always alludes to, we run into the LGBT, Democratic, Republican Party, Jesse Jackson, NAACP. What else? Who else we got? The Sikh, Nation of Islam.
Urban
that's vain.
League. We thought about that.
Sick. What else we got out there?
Bunch of stuff.
And we still on square one, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
still unsparing, still being abused, misused, ill-treated, and fading like the wind. As for us, our eyes as yet fail for our vain help. Got to stop looking for this vain help. And our watch, we have watched for a nation that could not save us. Yeah, America is not going to save you. Russia ain't going to save you. NATO ain't going to save you. Zimbabwe, Mozambique, Zaire, Nigeria, Ghana, they ain't going to save you. They hunt our steps every day. Statistics, that's what they call us. And we cannot go into the streets. Just jogging, minding my own business, trying to get in shape. And here come these country crackers. Where you going, nigga? Where you going? Stop. Hold it. Our end is near. Our days are fulfilled. For our end has come. Yeah, this is the end of our punishment. We've endured it all, haven't we?
Uh-huh. Mm.
How much more can we endure? Our
I said we haven't endured enough because we keep doing it, killing each other.
Yes, we must stand up, arise and shine, because Yah shines his light upon us. We have to heed the message. We have to listen to our Father and pay attention to his instructions for us. That's the codification. 19 says, our persecutors, how many persecutors we got, Yah Su Fari, this universal white race supremacist prison that we locked up in? How many we got?
Many.
Oh, yeah. And they're swifter than eagles of the heaven. How can our persecutors, who are men, be swifter than the eagles of heaven? Oh, my. They have jets, don't they? Oh, yeah. Okay. We know who they are. They pursued us upon the mountains. They laid wait for us in the wilderness and locked us up on them boats packed like sardines. And here we are today.
But, you know, I like this part, Cartrell. And they still tracking us. They tracked us from Zion all throughout West Africa and whatnot, all the way to East Africa. Though they get killed, they put on them slave ships so they can get your mistreat, abuse, and dominate you. And still, Romans today are in the government of these United States, especially that Joe Manchin. He's Roman. He's pro Roman. He looks like a Roman general. Go ahead.
If you got a cell phone, they tracking you every minute, 24/7, 365. They know where you've been, where you're going, what you're thinking, what you're not thinking. They're tracking.
Yeah, your phone's telling on you. They can turn your camera on your phone, look at you while you're sleeping.
I hope y'all ain't download that TikTok nonsense.
Oh, no.
You better unload it.
Yeah. I look at it, but I didn't download. I look at the foods. I like to look at foods, but I didn't download it.
I haven't downloaded it at all. Mm-hmm.
Don't do it. Mm-hmm. Don't do it. You'll find out everything about you.
Mm-hmm. Everything.
You said everything. Everything. I think I tell you, been down south, ain't it? Everything.
Hey, man.
Everything. Yeah.
Everything.
I've been hanging out with you too long. Huh?
You've been hanging out in my project.
But it's better to hang out with him than crazy fools.
Oh, yeah. You standing up with the men and the women that's trying to find out the codifications. Because we got to do this together. Can't do it by myself. We got to do it together.
And that's on it.
Straight up. They hunt our steps that we cannot go into our streets. Our end is near. Our days are fulfilled. For our end is come. Our persecutors are swifter than eagles of the heaven. Oh, my. They pursued us upon the mountains. They laid wait for us in the wilderness, too. Oh, my gosh. The breath of our nostrils, the anointed of Yah. Guess who people who try to say that is? Who's the anointed of Yah?
Us. Not the
priest and the king.
Yeah.
What does it say about the anointed of Yah, the Christ, the Mashiach, the Messiah? Because that's what anointed means. Was taken in their pits, of whom we said, under the shadow
we shall live among the heathen. So it's more than one anointed if we're saying this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. It just say, he said, I am under the shadow, living among the heathen. It says we.
He said, it's plural.
We, the breath of our nostrils, the anointed of Yah, was taken in their pits, where we are domiciled as we speak, of mm-hmm. whom we said, under his shadow, we shall live among the heathen. Rejoice and be glad, O daughter of Edom, that dwellest in the land of Uz. The cup also shall pass through thee. Thou shalt be drunken and shall make thyself naked. Now, why is he talking to the daughters of Edom? Are they the foundation of Edom?
Yeah.
Is that
the daughter of Zion, the foundation of Yisrael?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the hand that rocks the cradle?
So, the hand that rocks the cradle, the Most High put the cup of fury in the daughters of Zion's hand. We've been drinking it ever since, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now he said, rejoice and be glad, O daughters of Edom, that dwellest in the land of Uz on high. The cup also shall pass through unto you. You shall be drunken and shall make yourself naked like your sister, the daughters of Zion. Because Esau and Jacob's brothers and the daughters of Edom and the daughters of Zion are sisters.
Mm-hmm. And when you make yourself naked, everybody see your naked behind. They know you.
Yes. So watch this. The punishment of thine iniquity is accomplished, O daughters of Zion. Are we talking about the daughters of Edom and the daughters of Zion?
Right.
No more carry thee away into captivity, which shows you that the daughters of Israel are the foundation of our nation. And the way our brothers treat our sisters, shame on y'all. Y'all just don't know. Y'all just don't really, really know.
Mm-hmm.
He will visit your iniquity, O daughter of Edom. He will discover your sins.
He will show your bug behind. You're hiding, but he's going to show your bug behind.
Can you stand the rain like your sister did? Daughters of Zion, they stood the rain. They stood the pain. But it's only meant for us to gain. Now, the test will be to the daughters of Edom. Let's see how they do with it.
Oh, what crazy.
Five
is going to be
trying to fight.
Oh, my God.
You jumping ahead already, sister?
I'm just, well, we won't be on tomorrow, but we'll be on Friday. Correct?
Right. But you got to marinate on this.
We plan to be back on Friday, most high willing. But that being said, Kasha, I have no commentary on what you just read it because it was so complete. There's no need for me to. It's quite simple. Other than the fact our sisters and we as a result, the hands that rocked the cradle, we suffered. Our brother, Esau, Jacob's brother, the daughters of Edom, she been hiding in the cut, undercover. Most I said, I got something for you. I'm going to put it all out on Front Street. Your sisters, they suffered. They went through the punishment. As a result, my nation suffered. But I got something for y'all. I got it because y'all been conspiring against them from day one. You could been conspiring with all kind of universal white race supremacy, with the Romans, with the Greeks, anyone that looked anything remotely like you. You've been conspiring and hiding. What is that old saying? Throwing a rock and hiding your hand. But I'll put y'all on Front Street, though. That's the part I like.
It you know, and you read this is what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
EPPs raising the skirt, raising the sin to be exposed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he said, though, somewhere in the scriptures, and we're going to cry out to him. We ain't really crying out to him. We're not. We're still arrogant, the majority of us. Well, this is an opinion, but from what I've seen, we don't feel we need to do that because that's old-fashioned. That happened back then. I've had people even say, try to limit Lamentations and feel that it's not important. That we can still do the feast and the Sabbath and kept. But this sister gave the history that we were learning these things so we can do it in the land. People will argue and say, well, we didn't do, but we were together. We were going to the land. We had to be taught just like a child.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to sit a 10-year-old in a car and tell them to drive, are you?
Sure, you
know, you guys are common sense to sit. They had to learn. But I said, you know, I love you anyway. But it just proved the righteousness of our Creator is real. It's factual. Because what we read and study is what we see today. Our people are so messed up.
So you're quite right. And I was thinking when you were speaking that, you know, when our nation left Mizraim, which is Egypt, it was a learning process in place. They didn't come into their own until the learning process took place. The old heads died out because they were stiff-necked and rebellious. But the youth of our nation, they went through a learning process. It didn't just come like that. It was a learning process.
That's why we have a learning process now. That's why we have an open book test now. Yah wants us to learn before we get out of this captivity what the codifications are for running our nation is. And if you look, like you said, Sister Yehudi, this is a living word of Yah. And what's going on in Ukraine with the destruction of the people of Ukraine, a lot of those people are the daughters of Esau or the daughters of Edom.
Mm-hmm.
And they're running with their children and being separated from their husbands, just like us. When we came over here as slaves, the men are staying behind and the women are leaving with their children into an unknown, uncertain future. Right?
Right.
There's no assurance of their future. So we could see Yah has taken that cup of fury and put it in the hand of the daughters of Edom right before our eyes.
True.
Yeah. You know what, Sister Hootie? You made a statement in reference to the fact you said some people don't feel like lamentation is relevant. Everything that the Messiah says is relevant.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't it be less significant than Moses, Deuteronomy, Genesis, Kings, and so on and so forth? Everything that the Messiah said come out of his mouth is significant and relevant.
You know why they say that, Yamsun?
Why is that, Kondrino?
Because if you want to hide something from a Negro, you put it in the book. So that's an excuse not to really indulge yourself in the Book of Lamentations. Because if you really indulge yourself in the Book of Lamentations, how could you even make a dumb statement like that?
Exactly. Well, Contrail, Sushi Hoodie, y'all got any closing comments or remarks for today? Because tomorrow, my new listeners, new people, new friends and brothers and students, we won't be on tomorrow, but we'll be right back Friday on family night. So y'all come on and study with us Friday. Contrail has some personal things to do of significance. So Shahudi has some personal things to do of significance. Young Sue don't have anything to do, but I ain't got my brothers and sisters with me, so I'm going to lay back. I'm going to lay low, stay out of the way for Friday, okay?
And you're going to remember your chapters.
I hope I come right back. I'm 65 years old. I can miss a moment. I can miss a beat, okay? If you was a youngster, I said respect your elder, but you were elder too. I can't do it like that.
I can get away with it because I'm only 2 months older. You know I love you. You know, brother.
Oh yeah, you're elder too. I can't knock you. All right, Cartel, Sister Lee, you got any closing comments and a remark?
I would say to my sister out there to really study, pay close attention to the Book of Lamentation, because the Most High is really a message to the foundation of our nation, which is the daughters of Zion. And we should be in a lamentful stage. It's hard for men to cry, but women are more attached to the children of the nation because the children of the nation come through their bodies. All souls pass through women's bodies. So they have a closer contact, closer connection than most men do. We plant the seed, but the women bring forth the life.
So the life of the nation hinges on our women feeling the pain of our nation and pleading to our Father, Yah, to stop the madness that's going on with us. And we ask him for forgiveness for going astray and doing the things that we do, and ask him to put us on the right track, because that's what's going to resolve our situation. He said, no other nation, no other organization, nobody on earth can save y'all but me. Mm-hmm. And we need to get the message to start crying out to him. Praise God.
I like that, Cartrell. I like the fact you paid homage and significance to women. And women need to understand the role, the significant role they have. And that's why nobody get points with me when they disrespect their mothers. Okay? Nobody get one point, not a half a point. Because the father, as Cartrell alluded to, planted the seed, but the mother plowed the field. She had that baby 9 months. So if you don't respect your mother, I said, my mother, 90 years, I still say, yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
I still say, yes, ma'am. If I don't want to be bothered, I get out of her way and stay in my own lane. Mm-hmm. But you won't hear me talking bad to my mama. And the times I did when I was young and dumb, I apologized to her about it, and I made amends. So you don't get no points of me talking bad to your mama, and your, especially your nation, your mama, or two.
You're so right. And that's something I like our sisters to understand, that you are valuable, you are important. No one should be controlling you. No one should degrade you. You are the foundation of a nation. We want our sisters to be the sisters that the Most High wants you to be. And it's not, get the religious theology out your head. Try, call on to the Creator. Call on to him that you want to know, you want to understand. That's what I did, and I'm still crying out to him. Reveal me truth. No matter where it comes from, it doesn't matter if it's male or female. We're so broken. But only the Most High can mend. Good night, many blessings, and keep studying. Hallelujah.
Praise y'all. That was a lovely study session. And it was an important study session. The imperativeness of codification. Our women, all women for that matter, in regards to their own nation, but especially so in our own nation, in regards to our brothers, in regards to our codified relationship with the Most High. Not one that leads to your own understanding and do what you want to do, because that ain't going to work for you. It's going to work against you. So at the end of the day, y'all, as I said, we won't be back tomorrow, but we'd like to offer you a parting gift. No, Yum Soup can't give it to you. Cartrell can't. So Shehudi can't. But we can point you in the right direction so you can move in the right direction so you can get codified. Ask the Most High tonight for a heart like King Darwin. And why do I say this? Because King Darwin was a man after the Most High own heart that holds significance. Meaning that, ask for a new heart and spirit, because he knew how to humble himself. He knew when he got wrong, he hurried up, tried to get right. He didn't continue in the pursuit of his nonsense. He prayed to the Lord, hey, I'm wrong, I'm dead to the wrong. Please help me, please forgive that little baby that Bathsheba had. He ain't had nothing to do with it. Please, I'm praying, fasting. But when the little baby got ghost, King got up, because he said to his servant, they said, what you up and about for, King? Look here, I'm going to go to that baby before he come to me. It's a wrap. So get your minds right. Get a new heart and spirit like King Darwin, who understood his role, his significance. He understood the code. So this will help facilitate your understanding of the code so you can apply it in your lives. We love you. May the Most High bless you, direct you, and order your steps. Sister Yehudi, Cartrell, you want to say shalom and good night to the people?
Good night, man.
Shalom, shalom. We'll see y'all Friday. Most High bless and be with us.
Yeah.
Shalom. We love y'all. Good night.
Broken lines, broken strings, broken
brain. Broken eyes, broken heads, people sleeping round in broken beds. Ain't no use jiving, ain't no use in joking. Look around you, everything is broken. Broken bottles and then broken plates, broken switches and them broken gates, broken dishes and them broken parts. The streets are filling up with all those broken hearts. Broken words never meant to be spoken. Everything is broken. Songs.